Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cause you're your bloodline. I know you got it. I know you want it.
Cause you're a train line.
I know you want it. I know you got it. That was the original. That song was originally about trains, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's lovely. Or they turned it into something about birds, and then it all went controversial, didn't it?
The original video wasn't topless birds.
No,
it was a Pendolino.
I know it was a Pendolino coming. And out of Clapham Junction, wasn't it?
And what's his name? Who's the one who recorded that? I know you want it.
I think it was, what's his name?
In the video.
Oh, it was, what's his name?
What's his name? Well,
Dennis Waterman.
Dennis Waterman.
He done it originally, didn't he?
I know you want it.
Oh, fuck.
I know dirty.
You want it. I know you want it.
I could be so good for you.
I know you want it. Love me like you want me to. Oh, I know you want. It's a dirty song, isn't it?
Oh, it was ever so dirty, mucky.
Mucky song.
I can't catch a train now without thinking
about that.
Filthy bit.
Going through tunnels.
Did you see Crafts last night?
Oh, yeah.
Crafts?
I never miss it.
Oh,
I never miss it. All them dogs on there.
We come
all
out.
All running around and that.
We come out the EU.
Yeah.
That is quintessentially British.
Oh,
we can do that in its full glory. They don't want us doing that.
They don't want us putting money into that, you know?
No.
Where they think that money can go somewhere else, like maybe to the Eurovision Song Contest, which we shouldn't be putting money into because
we should
never
not.
Win that.
No.
We should only be putting money into things what we can win or what we have a fighting chance of winning, you know?
Dear Mr. Cameron, thank you for your letter dated March 11th. We'd like you to know that the rest of the year is set up. We don't like you to be doing the crafts.
Woof,
to you, too. We know you are a nation of...
Wolfsburg.
You are a nation...
Dog
of dangerous dog lovers, but we do not like this in the continent.
We don't like the competition of the having with the dogs running around and is better.
Yeah.
Which dog is better because it is so hard to know which dog is better.
We used to enter crafts, me and my mum.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I entered my Norfolk Terrier once. Got kicked out in the police record. But the point is... We used... My lovely Norfolk.
Those jokes.
They were ever so good, aren't they?
There's
a joke about that. But anyway... Do you remember our little tinkle we had? Our lovely Norfolk.
Well, you had that dog for years. I mean, much longer than, like, you know... normally have that dog.
This is the issue.
You've given it. You must have been giving it injections.
We did for a long while.
Yeah,
hormones.
Oh,
we give it doggy hormones.
Well, this is what I thought. Yeah, because it had four ears.
It did, and we thought that we made out that was its breeding.
Yeah,
you would
normally win with that.
Forissimus hierolissimus.
Oh, yeah, Latin.
But my Margaret, she doted on, as you know,
she loved that tinkle.
She would comb it, put ribbons in the air, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely red nose.
Beautiful.
Smelt a bit in the rain, but the dog didn't mind her.
No.
Anyway, the point is, it's another joke. We used to put him into all sorts of kind of crafts, everything.
Yeah. Was it just crafts you had done, or had done all the other ones? Are there other ones?
The Europeans tried to do something similar.
Oh, right.
Which was called crafts. Krauts.
Krauts.
We went to Krauts a couple of times. And all they did, they ran after him, trying to batter him and serve him up with some sauerkraut and a roll.
That's what they do over there.
They do, savages.
That's what they do. I can't wait to get out of the place.
Oh, I'm going to get out of it.
I can't wait to get out of the place.
So anyway, Mum Margaret, she invested so much in it. All our money.
Ever win?
Not one prize. And I said afterwards, Margaret, Tingle's getting ever so old.
How many years?
Oh, we entered him for, in total, about 24 years.
24 years.
But after about the 17th year, I said, Margaret, look at him. That ain't going to win. That wouldn't win a goldfish at Pinner Fair, let alone crap. He had massive feces all over his bottom. He had the four ears.
Yes.
You couldn't see anything through the knotty hair in his face.
It doesn't sound like a winning breed.
It doesn't.
No, no.
Anyway, after a while, we had to give him the injections to enter him into the contest. I said, Margaret, let it go.
Well, like when David Seaman has to play through an injury.
Exactly.
Those sorts of injections.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is, one day he passed away.
I said
to Margaret, well, let's, you know, we'll have a bury him in the garden a little bit. And she went, No, sorry. She said, well, we're in February now. We enter him for crafts now. I said, I went to him for crafts.
Hold on a minute.
But she goes, I said, he's dead, Margaret.
He's dead, Margaret. He's passed away.
I've invested so much money in this.
No,
I bought a new brush.
I don't know the shadow of this.
I've got and I'm using your old toothbrush to brush
clean
the feces off his bum. I said, the green one. She said, oh, sorry, you're still using
that. It's a new toothbrush.
Anyway, it's my new one. So, anyway. So I said, all right, well, look. Entering one.
All right, do it. Just this one.
Just this one.
And let's not say anything.
It was a humiliation.
Would you?
She would dragged it round through the
assault course first?
The assault course.
Yeah.
She had to pull him up through a little hoop.
Oh, no.
Through the slalom. She had dragged him round this cone and that cone.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And they got him up on the tail. Peter Purves is like,
Best now, here's a...
And they said, look, his tail is not quite as erect as it could be. Well, the truth was, Margaret...
And he's rock solid.
Apart from the tail, which she had to sellotape a pencil round
it
and hold that
stiff.
Up. And then occasionally wiggle her wrist. It looked like
blimey.
He was wagging his tail.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, that's enough.
Yeah.
Next year, come.
Oh, you haven't buried him?
No. Said, what, the money we spent on it? I said, Margaret, let it go. By this stage, he's about another £3 thinner. And
he's rotting.
Rotting.
And why did you keep him in the meantime?
Well, we had him in the freezer.
In the freezer.
And now in the toy dog section.
It must be quite hard to thaw him out and like comb all his
hair. Well, we did do that.
We had to do that.
And we snipped a bit of the bathroom mat.
And
stuck it on his head with it.
Yeah, where the hair was falling out.
This went on. Of course, he failed to even get through the preliminary round.
How unusual.
A year later, I mean, his basically he was disintegrating. It was a humiliation to see my one running around that assault course with what looked like a hairy drumstick.
Yeah.
Where it was just one leg left.
I mean, bless Margaret, for trying that. You can't, you know, full marks.
Well, it was full marks, but it wouldn't do any of the... fetch, you know, you throw it a stick and there's just this, well, what is a thigh and a leg, a lump
of hair.
That a bit threadbare. And in the end, I just convinced her and...
Give it up, love. Yeah.
Give it up, silly
dear.
Cow.
How much did you spend on that then?
Oh, a bloody fortune.
Over the years,
A fortune over the years.
Yeah, well, I had a dog, as you know.
Oh, wasn't he lovely?
Yeah, your beautiful little Jack Russell.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, actually. He was a beautiful little Jack Russell. And I trained him up.
I remember.
You remember?
Yeah, in your back garden.
I trained him up and I thought, I thought, what am I going to do with him now? I've trained him up, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I've got to make some money out of him now, because he's cost me quite a lot of money. With all the training and all the barberwood house stuff and all that, you know? I thought, right, I'm going to get him into films, because that is where the money is.
Yeah, feature films.
Yeah, feature films. And you can train him up and that. Mm. So I trained him up, and I thought, right, I'm going to, teach him how to be in movies and all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Beautiful. You know, and I thought, when I got into a level that I thought, I think now we could probably do something, you know, do a turn, you know?
Yes.
And so I went on the internet and I started having a little look about where, you know, what was filming and what was casting and all that sort of stuff. So I entered him for put him up for a couple of movies.
Yeah.
You know, the first one I put him up for was was doing Lassie again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To play the lead part.
Lassie. He would play Lassie, and he didn't get that. And I thought, fair enough, well, he's a Jack Russell. And Lassie was one of them big, hairy.
Yeah, it was a sheepdog,
wasn't
it?
He's a sheepdog.
With one of them long snouts.
And no matter, you know, he's not a Daniel Day-Lewis, my Jack Russell. You know, he can't, like.
What is he, more of Roy Kinnear?
He's more of a character actor.
More of a character actor. Yeah,
that's right, yeah. So that was the first one, he didn't get it. And I thought, no, that's fair enough. I'll let that go. And I tried a couple of other dog things, and it just didn't seem to be working out for one reason, about that show business, you know?
Yeah.
And so in the end, I thought, oh, come on, am I going to put him up for now, you know? And I thought, remember the film Heat?
With De Niro and Pacino?
Yes. I put him up for the role of Robert De Niro in that.
A human role?
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd he get on?
He got on very well.
At the audition.
He got down to the last three. And it was him, Robert De Niro, and
Martin Clunes.
Martin Clunes. Yeah. It was all up for the same role.
Yeah.
And in the end, it went to De Niro, but with a special commendation about my dog.
Yeah.
And they said, we're giving this to Robert because he's like...
He's a superstar, and he's a homo sapien.
He's human. And he has to do scenes with other humans, and that's going to be quite difficult.
With the dialogue.
With the dogs. Yeah. And he says, but please don't give up.
Oh.
Please don't give up, because you really have got what it takes. We would like to see you just push through a little bit further before we can give you anything rock solid, you know?
Right.
So, unfortunately, after that, I got him into stunt work, and he got blown up on The Hobbit.
Right.
Okay. Shame.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because remember that tortoise we had years ago?
Yes.
Okay, you know, animals, pets.
Never work with them.
No, they say that. Never work with them. So we had this tortoise.
Or dwarfs.
Yeah, or dwarfs.
I think they say that.
That's
too.
Very similar thing. We had this tortoise, Brian, we called him. Yeah, it was slow, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, very Brian.
And at home, he was good as gold. Loved him too much.
Right.
It nibbled on a bit of lettuce.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they're divas when they get in show business.
No.
I found an agency that dealt with that sort of thing.
Yeah, oh, did you?
He carried on. He was in the sauce, you know, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
He used to go into castings. The dirty bug, he'd lie back on his shell like that.
Christ.
Have his legs in the air, the casting couch, as they call it.
Yeah.
His little tortoise winkle hanging out. I got a complaint from Suzanne Crowley, the casting director.
She said,
look, you're going to have to stop him. He's carrying on, he's turning up.
We all like commitment from our actions, but this is another level.
And he's like, they would sort of be going through all the papers next in, and they'd suddenly feel a little pat on their bottom, the cast director. And they looked down, there'd be Brian down there. He got up on a chair somehow, patted their buttocks with his clawy,
funny little hoof
that they have.
Yeah.
And they went, who's that? And he'd go, look, wink with that little eye, and stick his head up. A sort of mushroom thing.
Yeah.
And they said, you can have your head turned by a show.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be very, very careful,
he
you know.
The source.
I know, and I saw him, last time I saw him, he was being photographed getting out of a car.
Yeah.
With his legs open.
Paparazzi.
And paparazzi, he was hiding in the gutter.
Yeah. And I said, I had to sit him down. Well, I say sit him down, I put him up on our work surface in the kitchen. I looked him eye to eye and I said, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah. The have top, a word with yourself.
Have a word with it. The top actors, you know,
they don't
carry on.
They
don't have
this.
Nothing like that. Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, you know, rare
of
them.
Dame Judy Finnegan. All of them lot. Lawrence Bowen. None of those, that lot, the top actors.
Yeah,
you
don't hear about them.
No, you don't. Oh, that. No. So John Gilligan.
Yeah.
None of those people behave like that.
Like,
do you know what he did? He looked at me
and he
went like that. With his little tongue, and he showed me a little bit of lettuce that was on there, as if to say, I don't need you no more. Yeah. I've moved on. Yeah, you got me into show business. Yeah. I don't need you no more. And he trundled off down the work surface, He did a shit all over the lasagna that I'd just prepared.
Well, as if to say, that's what I think of you.
And everything I'd done for him,
his tongue out, did he have it pierced?
He had it pierced.
Yeah, that's the ultimate up yours, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? The little tortoise bastard.
Yeah, little bastard.
He'd gone up to
Ratner's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they pierced his tongue for him.
I mean, in the end.
He had a tattoo on his shell.
Exactly. Yeah. In the end, I said to him, you know, it's made you very, very dizzy, show business.
Yes.
Very dizzy. So what I did to make him dizzier, got the little bastard on the floor and I twisted him round. He went spinning round like his breakdancing.
Yeah, on his shell.
On his shell.
Yeah, well, he decided to say that no tortoises were hurt at all in the making of this
rather poor anecdote.
Yeah, which is real. It's all real, but he wasn't hurt.
No, he wasn't
he
hurt.
Hurt.
I mean, in the end, that's the way these things do. He got into retired to a home for tortoise actors.
Yeah.
And
went on Big Brother.
He went on Big Brother and all that.
Yeah, he did an advert.
He done an advert, done all that stuff.
Yeah.
Took over from Carl Howman on the Flash adverts.
Oh, did he?
But I lost no sleep when he died.
Started, all right. Oh,
I lost no sleep at all.
Things really had gone sour between you.
I did it.
Did everything for him.
For that little shod.
Anyways, Hayes. Billy Mays Hayes. Billy Mays Hayes.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
Oh.
Tell them what happened with you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ground opened up in Neasden Way. Whenever went down the sewers.
Oh, cool, yeah. No,
this
I went
is
down
true.
There. I went on me. I had a couple of days off last week, and I thought, right, I want to do something I've never done before, you know. So I had a word with the council. I said, can you open up the manhole cover just outside my house, please?
Yeah.
And they said, why would you want to do that, Mr. Epifemio? And I said, never you mind.
Yeah.
I want to get down into the sewers.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, far be it from me. You are a local celebrity, so we will open up the sewers for you. Thank you. So I went down there armed with a torch. And I went and had a look at what's called a Fatberg.
A Fatberg.
There's one down there, you see. Great big Fatberg. And a Fatberg is basically all the build-up of all the muck and the fat and all the grease that have come out of the houses and built up in the side of the sewer. And it is just the most incredible thing to see, you know? I mean, what they say about a Fatberg is that you only ever see the tip of the Fatberg. The rest of it, 90% of it, is like stuck in the wall.
Oh,
I think
God.
They do say that.
Well,
have you seen a fat
you
bird?
You know, it's one of my...
Yeah, that's one of your things.
Yeah, people, they go all over the world to see roller coasters, the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
I saw a lovely fat bird. In, you know, Chicago way. I went out to America. They do a fat bird too.
Oh, do they?
Well, as you can imagine out there in America.
I'll have a good look down there in the sewers.
The fats these people ingest. The Americans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I brought some photos there.
Right.
Look at that one. That's one of the biggest fat birds
in North America.
Because, you know, they eat so much bloody fat,
It's only going to go. So let's just explain the physics of it, of a fat bird. So the American will eat all this fat and muck and goo.
Yeah.
And then they go out and they go to the toilet and they.
Yes.
They excrete pure white fat. They poo out the white lard and it goes down the bog hole.
Yes, and then it won't disintegrate.
Okay.
What's more, as you'll know, any time you're scraping some old light out of a grill pan or a frying pan, don't put it straight down.
No, never do that.
Because that's what Americans are like. Very silly. The same people who will vote for Trump
will
put raw fat down
the sink.
And that's America. Oh, well done. Oh, God, I've just had a fax arrive.
Oh, no.
How from the CEO of Audible.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
He hasn't been on our case for years.
Well, he's just heard what I've said about the Americans.
Oh, what's he got to say for himself?
Oh, God, you better read that. You better read that. Jesus.
Oh, right, okay.
You lost him.
Give me that.
You lost.
Blimey. He's got right down my throat, that CEO.
William, you son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
Dare you stand there and talk about fat bugs in Chicago when you know full well that American people don't eat lumps of fat and then pull them out into the bog and it goes down into the sewer and make a fat bug. We eat burgers. We eat hot dogs. And we eat ribs. And sure, it may contain some fat. Of course it does. But mostly it's protein and good food, and we are not a bunch of bastards like you make us, you son of a bitch!
Oh, God.
And where do you get off, you cock-a-baby son of a bitch! Ooh. Going on about tortoises trying to make it in Hollywood. I'll have you know that Hollywood is one of the greatest exports of this fine country of ours. And at no point has any tortoise gone for an interview for any jobs and sat there with his funny hoofy legs open with his little turtle dingle dangle hanging out to get a job. You son of a bitch! The film industry
P.S. He says, P.S. You pair of assholes!
Oh, God.
That's nice, isn't it? That's charming,
CEO of Audible.
I mean, the only person we hear from America is that bloke. And that's the muck he says. Tell you what I've been doing recently. You know that Google Earth?
Oh, yes.
I've been on that Google Earth.
Oh, yeah. What's that like?
It's really good because you can just go and have a look on Google Earth and look at all different places all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And what have you seen?
I found people's houses on there.
Oh, like who?
Yeah. I found, what's his name?
David Hay, the boxer?
No, not his house. No, I didn't find his house.
Oh, it's not. I know it is. It's Ron Pickering, the former BBC.
No, I would have definitely known his teenager. No.
But Yarwood.
Sir Clive Sinclair.
Sir Clive Sinclair, the inventor.
Yeah.
How did you know it was his?
Well, it's like he's just got this, like, pretty shitty little place in Derby. The reason I knew it was his house, because if you look in the back garden on Google Earth, there's all these bits of like old computer lying about, you know, and a bit of Arthur C5
motor,
and all these like wires everywhere and stuff, you know, and bits of old radiator and that.
Yeah.
And then if you zoom in a bit closer, there's this bloke, like, you know, in a deck chair with a big beard, drinking cider and shouting at the wall. The look of a man that's gone mad.
Do you think he might have put his foot through the C5, which is why it's only half of it left?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think he's just really, like, pissed off that all these things haven't worked out for him. And that's how I knew it was definitely Sir Clive Sinclair.
Anyone else you've seen there? Any...
Lusardi's house.
Lusardi?
Yeah, saw Lusardi's house.
Where's she? In Park Lane? In Park Lane.
He lives in Essex, I think. You see Essex, and then you zoom in, and in her back garden...
What's in there?
There's a big parasol.
Oh, yeah. She got a big parasol,
has
she?
Big parasol. Yeah. And then, like, sat just next to the parasol, this is, like, very brown lady.
Yeah.
You know, not you know, like a tan lady.
Yeah.
And just on her chest, you can't make out what it is, but just on her chest, there's two round white discs.
I see.
You see? Do you see? But they're enormous.
Yeah. Well, that Google Earth thing, tell you when I looked on it.
You've been on it at all?
Oh, yeah, because you can go all over the world and look at any street and anything like that. Yeah, so I went, you know, I like to keep it, you know, in Britain.
Local.
I looked down and I was looking at, at South Watford, near where I live. I looked down, everyone's back gardens like to see it all. And who did I see? Lo and behold, next to his pond, is there with a bloody great big telescope, Dr. Professor Brian Cox.
Oh, right, is he out the back garden with his big old telescope?
Yeah, it is out there.
He's looking at the stars and the universe. And
well, that's what I thought he'd be looking at. But no, bold as brass. In the middle of the day, you'd expect a massive telescope to be pointed upwards to
the sky,
heaven bound toward the sky. No, I could see where Cox had got his telescope. It was pointed directly, you know, 180 degrees straight into what looked like the bathroom window of Toya Wilcox, who lived down the road.
And
she was, you know, her bathroom
window.
Well,
in the middle of the day, she would have been having a shower.
Not only is she having a shower, she's having a
poo.
Yeah.
And he's looking at that. Big telescope.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, immediately I was attracted.
And that telescope is so big because I've seen that.
Oh, he's
he would have been able to see the pores in her skin.
Yeah, he probably would.
So close.
And Toya. And so Toya's there, and you can see through this bathroom window. It's not frosted glass or anything.
No,
I mean, she's bringing it on.
No.
She don't do that.
And you she's a natural woman.
Can see she looks alarmed. She's certainly red faced. She was either embarrassed or it was a particularly problematic. And so you got Brian Cox there looking at that, and he was unashamed,
Well, I don't suppose he thought Google Earth was focusing in on him at that very moment.
No.
He thought, in the privacy of my back garden, I just train my big old telescope in the toy of Wilcox's bark.
Yeah.
You know.
And there, you know, there she is.
It's either that or in the changing rooms of the leisure centre.
Yeah,
He's got his eye on that place and all,
and probably at this moment we should make it absolutely clear that
this is not
Professor... Professor Brian Cox.
No
point has the popular television personality Brian Cox ever trained his telescope on the former 1980s pop star whose hits include I Wanna Be Free, of her having a shit in South Watford. That didn't happen, I'm happy to make that clear.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to stand by that 100%.
Make that clear.
100%, yeah.
It was... Tony Basil. No, it's Tony Basil who's looking at her. Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. Get that that telescope trained off me. One she done.
Oh, lovely.
So, but let's Google her. So be careful.
Yeah,
if you're
because
out
you
in
don't
the back
know
garden,
who's watching you.
You do not know.
You don't know who's watching you.
I mean, very often, my Margaret, she likes to go out in the back garden, spread out on the decking, all that sort of stuff. And we have barbecues. We have like-minded neighbours come round. And if they want to strip off, fine.
Well, I can.
They can. They want to go in the jacuzzi, fine. You don't expect... Google Earth.
Well, we're being watched 24/7 now.
Oh, mate.
What 24? I've got five letters for you, mate. CCTV.
Yeah, they are watching us 24/7.
It's like Big Brother, isn't it?
Oh, Big Brother,
Big Brother, you know, which was first featured in that book, 1984,
Jerry Halliwell. It was a Howellian nightmare, wasn't it?
Who knew that she turned out to be such a good writer?
Well,
when she was showing off all her bits in the 90s, shouldn't I?
Yeah, and she'll be another casualty of the EU, won't she, in that Union Jack?
Yeah, she'll have to go.
Oh, no, you ain't allowed to wear Union Jack dress, Jerry.
Can't wear that.
You've got to wear the European.
Yeah, the stars, the blue stars, it's the way it's all going, isn't it?
Oh, Sporty Spice, you ain't allowed to dress like
England
a terrible, chad
top.
No England top.
No, it's be a European Union top.
European Union top.
They got all that sewn up, mate.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Ladies and gentlemen, May the 13th.
Oh, yes.
London Town.
Yeah.
Barry and I will be doing a show.
Yeah. At the Udderbelly.
And you can get tickets from Live Nation. No, udderbelly.co.uk. /Angelos and Barry.
Unfortunately, neither of us have bothered to find out the correct address. And I put that in, and it come up 404. This is not a correct...
Oh, bullshit, is it?
This is all bullshit. But if you go underbelly.co.uk... Just do yo cake. And then you look up us, and then you buy a ticket.
All right, so when you go to the website...
Yeah.
And then you look up our names and then you buy.
Then you can buy.
You're not idiots. If you want to come to the show, you know how.
Yeah, you know how
you
it
know
works.
You know how to do it. This is the modern age.
Yeah, yeah.
God's sake.
So look that up.
Ring them.
Yeah, ring them up.
Write them a letter.
Yeah, but Kelsey.
Telegram.
And we are writing it properly.
Oh, we're writing it properly.
With all
the big themes, you know. We're checking all the big themes.
All the big themes
like the world.
Yeah.
And time.
Yeah.
And, the betting shop,
yeah,
Londis,
all that stuff.
Our balls, all the big themes that are worrying all of us.
All the things that you know, the fickle finger of fate, all the obstacles that are put in your way.
That's right. All the obstacles that are put in your way. I mean, only this morning, it's hard to navigate your way through the world.
Of course,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Only this morning, I stepped in dog shit outside Londis.
Yes.
Yes.
And what did you?
Well, it was so bad I had to chuck my shoe away.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
I'm in shock. Yeah. Well, I say chuck it away, but I chuck it on the radiator in Barclays.
Yeah. That'll show them.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. All smudged up the side of the bureaucracy.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well.
Dank in there.
Yeah, they do stink, the banks.
The banks stink to our
head. Your branch does, yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, because you've already shitty shoe on the radiator.
Yeah, would you get it out of the grooves with a pen on a chain?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Excuse me, do you have a pen, please? Just put in your PIN number. No, I need it to get some shit out of
me shoe.
Yeah.
That's a big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all the big themes, you know. All the big themes.
When you go in on HSBC... I was thinking, now, no disrespect to anyone who hosts Radio HSBC, but that's a funny thing, you go in there, you're filling in the form, you know, in the banks.
Oh, yeah.
They have a pipe through all their branches.
What?
Oh, don't forget, here on Radio HSBC, we're offering special discount on mortgages. This is the sound of Paul Young, wherever I lay me at.
Well, I did not know that, but I rarely go into the banks only to use your radiator to dry off my shoes.
Yeah. Well, it's so handy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, where else are you going to get heat on a high street?
We had that before when our tumble dryer packed up.
Right.
I'd go in there, you know, had a few bits of change I wanted, and I put out all our smalls on there.
On the radiator. And that's a good thing about Barclays. It's why I bank with them, because they do let you dry your clothes.
They will
in
do
some
that.
Of their high street branches.
That's right.
Very nice of them.
Very nice of them. I mean, I tried to do a bit of toast on the top and everything when that packed up
and heated up
a bit of soup.
Okay.
But, I figure they owe me.
They owe all of us, mate.
Yeah.
The money men have mugged us off.
Oh, of course
They've mugged us right off.
Yeah.
Right off.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Well, look.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Until next time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People.